friends, the next chapter of total quality management, service quality. Very, very important, because we manufacture product and once it goes to the customer, we have to give him service. And the quality of the service is a different subject altogether. Very carefully we have to study this subject, because it is different from quality of product. The culture itself is different. The thinking itself is different. But understand, if the service quality is excellent, then your customer will be really very happy. He will give you repeat orders, and you will establish yourself as a brand in the market. If and only if, in addition to your product quality, your service quality also is good, because customer will see at your organization as a total experience with you, right from when he had placed the order till you give him the proper service. In case he has any difficulty in using the product, if the service is of a very high quality, then you will really win the repeat orders. So we will very carefully see this very delicate subject, service quality. Customer has always to say that customer service is excellent. See the tick mark. This tick mark I want. I will be struggling to get this tick mark, because we cannot get it easily. I want this tick mark from the customer, who is my God, that the customer service is excellent and not anything else. Excellent only. And how to do it? How to achieve it? That we will discuss now. So please give me attention very carefully, because if the service quality is not good, then all your efforts will go in vain. The service sector accounts for 70% of the jobs and is expected to go up to 85% in the near future. What is service sector? Banks, hospitals, hotels, restaurants, everything is a service sector which accounts for 70% of the jobs and is expected to go to 85% in the near future. So when I talk about service quality, I talk about the service given in these organizations. Then for the success of such a sector, quality management and continual improvement are simply mandatory. There is absolutely no other option, because if you don't continually improve, if you don't manage the quality, then you will not remain in the business, because there is a fierce competition everywhere in this service sector. In service industries, it is not enough if only the product meets the customer requirement. It is not sufficient. But the employee behavior also must meet customers' expectations and must be of a very high standard. Service, employee behavior, if it is not up to the mark, then even if your product meets customer expectation fully well or even exceeds, it is not sufficient. Thus, the service concept is a combination of both technical, purely technical, as well as human behavior. I have put it in the different color, because I want to emphasize on that. Human behavior aspect, which is very difficult to quantify. Now, I don't have a measurement system like a gauge to measure the employee behavior. Or I don't have an electronic gadget which shows me whether employee behavior is up to the mark or not. like pressure gauge and temperature gauge. I don't have a measurement system. So human behavior, this aspect is very difficult to quantify, measure and control. Many organizations are pure service businesses. You know, education, banking, insurance, defense, municipal services, welfare services, legal services. Some industries provide a tangible product. Okay, I give to a customer a car or an electric motor or a fridge or a TV. It's a tangible. I am able to touch it. An intangible component that relates to the customer satisfaction. That is after sales service. That means customer gives me a ring and he says that look, there is some problem on my gadget. There is some problem in my car. There is some problem in my refrigerator. There is some problem in my TV. After sales service is one thing which we have to continuously give to ensure the customer satisfaction. Then warranty replacement. For example, I have to replace the defective parts free of cost. Warranty replacement. Quickly I have to do. I cannot say that come after 2 months. It should be done immediately. Then repairs under guarantee clauses. For example, I have to, in the guarantee period, I have to repair the machine free of cost. Replace the parts free of cost. And that too as early as possible, quickly as possible. After sales service. Following are the services that support manufacturing function. Internal services. Purchasing, accounting, payroll, personnel, R&D. It is necessary to have different measurement processes to measure the quality of services of these people. Now, a fast food restaurant produces tangible goods in form of pizzas and French fries. You also must be very fond of pizzas and French fries, which are the quality core products of that restaurant. These products are also very popular in all age groups of customers. However, the quick service and friendliness of the service could be its more facilitating services which are more valuable to the customer because it is understood, it is implied that when I go to the McDonald's, the French fries will be of good quality. It need not be expected or need not be told. It is understood. When I go to KFC, I understand or it is implied that I get good quality of chicken. It is understood. But quick service, if I order it and if they take 2 hours for bringing me the chicken, I don't want it because I am in hurry. I have to catch a bus, I have to catch a train, I have to catch a flight. Before that I have come here for having some food. Now, if I order it and if it comes after a long time, I don't need it. I will cancel the order and go. Quick service. Because quick service is something I need it now. Then friendliness of the service. For example, that waiter comes and speaks to you arrogantly, insults you, then in spite of the good pizzas, good French fries, I don't want to sit there even for one more moment. I want friendliness of the service. I want quick service. I don't want people who argue with me. I want people who are very polite with me. That is my expectation from this McDonald's, KFC, Pizza Hut and all that. Nowadays, many firms lose their customers because of poor customer services. Loyal customers will go, old customers will go, and loss of the customer, as I have earlier said, is the biggest loss to the organization, and that cannot be measured in terms of rupees and paisa. It is a very big loss. Nowadays, many firms lose their customers because of poor customer service. This aspect needs a very focused attention, because cost of acquiring new customers is much higher. Okay, we can say marketing has to acquire new customers. Okay, the cost is very high, and in spite of all this cost, do we get loyal customers? It's a big question mark. So we cannot afford to lose our loyal customers, because that is greatest loss. I will put it in like this. Cost of acquiring new customers is much higher than the cost associated with retaining the existing customers. Firms with loyal, long-time customers can financially outperform their competitors with higher turnover of customers. If the turnover of customers is very high, you lose. Turnover means customers go, customers leave. Such people, such competitors will be falling behind us. If we are taking care of the customers, if we are acquiring the new customers, and if you are retaining the old customers, then you will be outperforming your competitors. Service quality is a comparison of customer expectations with performance. Customers form service expectations from past experiences. Word of mouth. People say, okay, this organization is very good, they give very good service. Then past experiences also, we know that this firm has given a service like this. For example, if I have traveled with Kesari or Veena World, I know what kind of service they give. And now when I next time go with them to Kashmir or somewhere else, I expect that kind of a service again. Customers form service expectations from past experiences, word of mouth, and advertisement. In advertisement, we say, yes, we give very good service, and then our expectations will be in line with that. Customers compare perceived service with expected service. Customers' perception. I have covered it earlier. Customers' perception is most important. My lecture, however good it may be, if you perceive it to be bad, then it is bad only. Because if you don't appreciate it, then it is not a good lecture in any case. For example, I am delivering you Coca-Cola. In my opinion, this Coca-Cola is an international product and very good. But if you don't like it is a bad product only. Customers' perception. Customers compare perceived service with expected service, in which if the perceived service falls short of the expected service, the customers are disappointed. For example, if I go to an ice cream parlor and I order vanilla ice cream, and if it comes after half an hour, then I get dissatisfied. If I don't get that particular taste in that ice cream, I am dissatisfied, because my perception about that quality is bad. Manufacturer may claim that the quality is always very good, but customers will say the earlier quality is not anymore there. For example, if I go to a restaurant which is there for more than 90 years in Bangalore, there is one restaurant. If I go there and if I don't like the food, I will say the earlier quality was better. Now the quality is not anymore there. Perceived service. And that is more important. Your quality, you may be claiming that your quality is very good. Is customer perceiving that quality? Is the important thing. Service quality can be related to service potential. For example, workers' qualifications. Are your mechanics, are your service people qualified? Service process, for example, quickness of service. How quickly he comes, how quickly he attends the machine, and how quickly he puts the machine in order. What is the process he used? Is he trained? Is he competent? Does he have a proper process? Or if he is haphazard in his working, he doesn't know what to do, he is groping in dark, he is confused, then the perception of the service is not good. So it depends on the qualification of the worker, it depends on the quickness of the service, and it depends on the service result. How he has repaired the machine, what is the performance of the machine after repair, and that is the customer satisfaction about the service. Defining and controlling quality of service is more difficult, because quality of a product I can measure by an instrument. It is more difficult than quality assurance product, because it depends on the human behavior, it depends on the human competence, it depends upon the human quickness, human behavior. Service industries share unique characteristics that make the process of quality control less manageable. Moreover, the level of quality expected is less predictable. Today, customer will say, I want the pizza in 5 minutes time. Tomorrow, he has more time, he doesn't have to catch a flight, maybe he is ready to wait for 15 minutes. It is not predictable. Maybe customer's machine has gone under breakdown. For example, it is an electric motor. My mechanic goes there. He attends the machine. He keeps the machine in good condition. Customer is satisfied today. Tomorrow, in spite of all same things being done by my mechanics, customer is not happy. Why? Because he is himself disturbed. His expectation about the service has increased. He expected that the customer, the mechanic should have come earlier, and all that. So very less predictable. Service companies' operations are affected by several characteristics, including less tangible nature of output and inability to store the output. The measure of output is very difficult to define. For example, I have put the machine in order, but whether that is acceptable, properly perceived by the customer as good, don't know. Very difficult to define. Variance and acceptable ranges may not apply. Adjusting the control system if customer is present. The most significant problem with the delivery of services is that it is typically measured at the customer's interface. Sometimes, if the problem exists, it is too late to fix it. The unique factors determining the customer satisfaction in service quality are behavior of the delivery person, as I have noted earlier, image of the organization. For example, service giving organization is a multinational organization like Bosch or Mahindra, very reputed organization, or Tata. Okay, the lookout of the customer is different. If it is a small organization, the lookout is different. The time, how long must the customer wait for the service? Timeliness, a package has to be delivered by 10:30 next day. Will it be delivered in time? Convenience, is the service easy to obtain? By just the phone call by mobile, am I able to provide the service? Courtesy, do frontline employees greet the customer? When we meet the customer, we should say, good morning, sir. Do we do that? Or we neglect the customer? Are they neat and clean? That means no muddy shoes on the customer's carpet. The dress is very bad. It is not a uniform anymore. Are the service people able to understand and appreciate all the customer's needs? Or they are half-heartedly doing this? Do they know completely the job to be done? The presence of customer's inspection team overseeing the production process? Completeness, are all the orders attempts delivered? Or customer is ordering 50 items, only 20 have come, and we say the remaining will come in the next week, which never come in time. Service is all this, complicated thing. It's not an easy thing. Then consistency. our services delivered consistently, the same elapsed time each occasion. For example, there are 20 electric motors. One is repaired in 1 hour, other is repaired after 15 days. Customer is not having any confidence in you because you are inconsistent. No, it will not work anymore. We have to be consistent. The variance, the variation, standard deviation must be brought down. Reliability. Once we put the machine in order, the mean time between the failure has to be very high. The next failure should occur after a long time. Machine must become more reliable after I repaired the machine. Maybe I have to put better parts. Maybe I have to give better treatment to the machine so that the next failure will occur after a longer time. The mean time between the failure increases. It involves consistency of performance and dependability. Competence, it involves knowledge and skills of personnel, research capability of the organization, tools and equipment used to provide service and physical facilities. For example, if I use screwdrivers and hammers or some unrequired tools, then customer will see that and he will say, oh, you have a screwdriver technology. So you are not no good. You are no good. Then physical presentation of the service. How he is able to present to the customer his service. Presentation that, look sir, I have done this, I have used this process, I use this tooling. Customer should be happy. Customer should feel that you are professional, you are competent. Then accuracy. Is service performed accurately the first time and then every time? Do you use a proper process? Accuracy, you know accuracy? That means your gun should pinpoint to the center of the target. Accuracy, every time, first time, every time, accuracy. Responsiveness. Can service personnel react quickly to the unexpected problems? Or they say, oh, I have to speak to my boss, I have to get this component from overseas, it is not possible. It concerns willingness or readiness of employees to provide service, and for that our employees must be motivated, our employees must be competent, the morale of our employees must be very high. Total involvement of employees. Are the service people able to communicate to the customers properly about all the service process? First of all, do they know the language understood by the customer? It can be English or any other local language understood by the customer. Are they able to communicate properly? Credibility. Are the service people trustworthy? Or they are bluffing? They are lying? They are creating problems to the customer. Are they believable? Are they honest? Is their work reliable and dependable? Then safety. After the service is completed, is safety of the equipment assured, or customer gets an electric shock, or customer gets an injury? Then it is not safe. Then acceptability. Is the service acceptable to the customer? See, so many things are there. That's why quality of service is not predictable. Quality of service is not easily achievable because so many parameters are there, so many. I am reading for a long time, you know. And after all this, acceptability to the customer is one very, very gray area. Is the service acceptable to the customer? Is he happy with your work? Does it solve all the customers' problems? It happens that some customers are never happy, do whatever for them. Does it solve all the customers' problems? Do you take too much time to repair and hand over back the machine? every time, then customer will never be happy. Quality perceptions are derived from the comparison of before the service expectation of the customer and actual service experience. If customer expectation is that you come all the way from Mumbai to Delhi, let us say in 8 hours time, come to the field, come to the workplace and repair the machine in 5 hours. So from the order it takes about 13 hours. This is the expectation of the customer, and if you are able to do the job in less than 13 hours, then no problem. If you use the proper service, if you use the proper tools and equipment, if you are competent, you are trained, you are known to the customer as a good mechanic, no problem. They are derived from the service process and service outcome. Serve call or rater. It is a service quality framework. Serve call was developed in mid-1980s by Zeithaml, Parasuraman and Berry. Serve call means to measure the scale of quality in the service sectors. Serve call, service quality. Serve call was originally measured on 10 aspects of service quality. Which are these 10 aspects? Reliability, responsiveness, all this we have covered. Competence, access, courtesy, communication, credibility, security, understanding of the customers and tangibles. Serve call or rater, it measures the gap between customer expectations and experience. The basic assumption of the measurement was that customers can evaluate a firm's service quality by comparing their perceptions with their expectations. For example, I go for a mehfil of songs and I sit there. Now, my expectation is I get a good seat. There should be an air conditioning atmosphere, air conditioned atmosphere, and then the mic system is good. And then I start listening to the song. And my perception today that though the singer is a very reputed singer, very senior singer with Bharat Ratna and all that, today his voice was not up to the mark. Though all the audience is clapping for the song, my perception today was that the singer's voice was not up to the mark. That is my perception. The basic assumption of the measurement was that customers can evaluate a firm's service quality by comparing their perception with their expectation. For example, I am hearing the song on the record or on the computer, and I have a relationship with that song since my childhood, and that same great singer is in front of you and singing the same song. I feel that it is not up to the mark because it is not as per the recorded song. Perception. What is rater? In rater, they have taken this tangibles, reliability, R for reliability, A for assurance, T for tangibles, E for empathy and R for responsiveness. Rater. R, A, T, E, R. R-A-T-E-R. By the early 1990s, the authors had refined the model to the useful acronym RATER. Tangibles, reliability, responsiveness, assurance and empathy. First is reliability, R, delivering on promises. It involves consistency of performance and dependability. Then assurance, courtesy. Are the service people trustworthy? Same thing which we have already covered. Tangibles, They are defined as the appearance of service facilities, equipment, personnel, communication materials. All these are tangibles. How are the tangibles? How much is reliability? How is assurance? How are the, or what are the tangibles? Empathy, treating customers as individuals, human beings, caring, individualized attention. The firm provides its customers undivided attention, focus to the customer. That is empathy. And then responsiveness. Can service personnel react quickly to the unexpected problems? It concerns willingness or readiness of the employees to provide service. It also involves promptness. Now, gap model. First, I have covered serve call, then I have covered rater, and now gap model. The service quality model or the gap model developed by the same three people, Parsuraman, Zaithamal and Berry at Texas and North Carolina in 1985, highlights of the main requirements for delivering high service quality. It identifies five gaps that cause unsuccessful delivery. Gap in the service. I will define these gaps. Gap number one, gap between customer expectation and management perception. This gap arises when the management does not correctly perceive what the customer wants. For instance, hospital administrators may think patient want better food. Hospital feels that patients want better food. But patients may be more concerned with the responsiveness of the nurse. Patients feel that the nurse should be more responsive. She should come more frequently. She should analyze the health of the patient better, more frequently. She should give better attention to the patient. But hospital feels that more important is quality of food. Gap. This is a gap. Now, what we have to do? What hospital authorities have to do? Fill up this gap. Find out what customer wants. Find out what is his perception. Find out what exactly he needs. Gap number one has to be fulfilled, has to be filled. Gap number two, gap between management perception and service quality specification. Here the management might correctly perceive what the customer wants, but may not set a performance standard. Maybe they understand now that the service of the nurse should be better. The nurse should be more responsive, so now they have made her more responsive. But the gap number two is, how much responsive? For example, hospital administrator may tell the nurse to respond to a request fast, but how fast? For example, she was earlier responding in half an hour, now she is responding in 25 minutes. Is this good enough? Is it good enough? How fast? They should specify that the nurse must respond in less than 2 minutes. Target, measurable target. Okay. Gap number 2. So, we have to fill the gap number 1. That what exactly customer wants, how much he wants. Gap number 3, gap between service quality specification and service delivery. This gap may arise owing to the service personnel. The reasons are poor training. The people are not trained for service. Incapability, incompetence, unwillingness to meet the set standard. The set standard is respond to the customer request in 2 minutes. Nobody is able to do it because they are incapable. This is the gap. Gap number 3, Gap number four. This gap arises when assumed expectations are not fulfilled at the time of delivery of the service. For example, hospital printed on the brochure may have clean and furnished rooms. We have wonderful rooms like five-star hotel, like that they have written on the brochure. And in reality, it may be poorly maintained. In this case, the patient's expectations are not met. Expectations. For example, when I go to a five-star hotel, I find that the rooms are clumsy, rooms are dirty. I will never go to that hotel again. Gap number four. Customer expectations are highly influenced by statements made by company. Company has said that we have this and we have that, and actually it is not there. Gap number four. And what is gap number five? This gap arises when the customer misinterprets the service quality. The physician may keep visiting the patient to show and ensure care. So physician feels that, oh, I am helping the patient, I am helping the patient, he is going again and again. And now patients are worried whether he is going to die. Something is really very wrong. That's why doctor is coming. Why doctor is coming again and again? Because patient feels that I am going to die now. So he is coming to see whether I am really alive or died already. Gap number five. So this is the situation of gaps. So we must be very careful in filling up all these gaps, which is not very, very difficult. But the service quality, what I am talking about, depends on all these things. The service personnel mainly, behavior of the service personnel, competence of the service personnel, everything is so important. And the management, top management itself. The following factor is very important in customer service: consistency, variance, standard deviation. Are services delivered consistently? Same elapsed time each occasion. For example, again I will tell, I have 15 motors. Every motor, once there is a failure, is invariably repaired in 5 hours time. Over, that is the consistency. Less than 5 hours time, machine will be put in order. That kind of a service, consistency. Customer is sure that once I give a call to the manufacturer, he will put the machine in order in 5 hours time. Over. Consistency. Then he is happy. If absolutely no dependability, whether the fellow will come or not, nobody knows. Then customer becomes very angry. For example, we day to day we feel that we give a ring to the electrician, he never comes. He never even lifts the phone. Then in that case, we will be very, very angry. The following example gives statistical evaluation of order to delivery time of a service process. An organization has several induction motors. They depend on a service provider for any maintenance, breakdown or service overhaul their machines. I have already told this. They inform the service provider by telephone and he rushes and attends the problem. The customer expects that the motor must be put back to service in 7 plus 3 hours from the time of the telephone call. The chart shows a record of totally 125 occasions during a period of 3 years. It is seen that the service provider has taken maximum 9 hours and minimum 5 hours to put back the motor in working condition. There is not a single occasion in which he has exceeded the time limit of 10 hours. Customer expectation is 7 hours plus 3 hours, that means maximum 10 hours. And in 125 occasions, there was not a single occasion where the manufacturer has exceeded the limit of 10 hours. He has to travel about 10 kilometers to reach the customer. His planning is so good that customer is delighted with his service. So this is the long description of the service quality which I have done to you. Please note every point, including consistency of the service, competence of the people, behavior of the people, courtesy, everything is important, much more than technical ability. How do we treat the customer? How do we really understand his requirements are the more important things. And if we are able to do all these things together properly, train our people, improve the morale of our people, mold our people to look after customers properly, then we are there in the business for a long time. So understand that in TQM, the importance of service is very, very high. Thank you.